The other thing I've been hearing about, a lot of excitement. A matter of fact, I'm interviewing your colleague Vincent Rajkumar tomorrow, and he was really, I saw him at ASCO, super excited about this BCMA CAR T strategy. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about that? And again, where you think this might be fitting in to the relapse scenario?
So the CAR T cell, you know, obviously, as we have seen with leukemia, it's an exciting modality. Now, the issue with myeloma is the same antigens that they use for the B-ALL is probably not applicable. That was a CD19 CAR T cell. Even though the first report of the CAR T cell working in myeloma was actually based on a CD19 CAR T cell, even though we don't fully understand why that would work in myeloma. But the BCMA is an antigen that is present on most of the myeloma cells, and a subgroup of myeloma patients have very high expression of the B-cell maturation antigen. Now, based on that, the BCMA has been thought to be a very attractive target for the CAR T-cell strategy, and the results we have seen so far seems to bear that out. So one of my colleagues, Dr. Yi Lin, actually presented data from the Bluebird Bio CAR T-cell platform, the BBU. That one, actually the initial, you know, very early on, only 18 patients were treated, but all the patients who were treated with what we consider as an effective dose actually had a response, and a couple of patients are close to a year now with durable response after single dose of those CAR T cells. So it's certainly a very exciting platform. Now, obviously, there are issues with the CAR T cell because it requires the T cells to be effaced. They need to be, the particular chimeric T cell receptor has to be inserted into those cells. So there's ex vivo manipulation that happens, and then the patients have to be infused. And there's a lot of cytokine release syndrome that can happen in these patients, which can sometimes be life-threatening. Though with this particular CAR T cell, we did not really see a lot of that happening. Now, there are other exciting, again, platforms that could obviate this need for this ex vivo manipulation of the T cells, especially the BiTE platform. We know that the blinatumomab is being effective in leukemia. So there are BiTE platforms based on the BCMA targeting that are entering clinical trials. So I think what the CAR T cells tell us is that BCMA is a valid target. Now, we need to find out maybe a better way of attacking that target or utilizing the target to enhance the immunity, whether it be CAR T cell or a BiTE platform.
It'll be interesting to see how things play out in terms of toxicity. And I'm curious, I don't know if you've had patients yourself who've gotten this therapy, what you've seen, not just in terms of cytokine release, but also this neurologic syndrome that's seen.
Yeah, fortunately, we have really not seen much of this neurological syndrome among the few patients that we have put on the CAR T cell trial, but it's been very well described. And it's something that we are starting to see, not just in the context of CAR T cell. There seems to be a more broader phenomenon that happens with the whole immune manipulation that happens, whether it be checkpoint inhibitors or CAR T cells. We are starting to see some previously not well described neurological phenomena.
That's interesting because I don't recall anybody mentioning that as it relates to checkpoint inhibitors, where you usually hear about them, solid tumors, melanoma, Hodgkin lymphoma. What do we know? I wasn't aware that you see neurologic problems with checkpoint inhibitors.
I think in the hematological malignancies especially, it's hard to know whether it's related to the long-term use or is it something that's very idiosyncratic at this point. But we have seen, you know, in fact, there are a couple of neurologists in our group who are very interested in trying to explore these very uncommon phenomena that they are seeing in these patients. So I think there's a lot more that needs to be learned about this whole area.